This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Parts of the Northeast and Midwest are seeing hazy skies thanks to wildfires burning in Canada. Brian Hurley is with the National Weather Service.
It looks like the most problems for surface smoke are going to be across far northern New England, and really more so Ottawa, Montreal, but slipping into parts of upstate New York and northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and some of Maine.
Another fire in California has grown to tens of thousands of acres in the Los Padres, a national forest near Santa Maria. Fire Captain Scott Safechuck.
Due to the rugged and steep terrain and vegetation that's out there that's been stressed due to the heat and low relative humidity and temperatures in the 90s, it just allows that fire to grow and have extreme fire behavior.
Hamas released videos of two Israeli hostages that shows them looking emaciated. The BBC's Fiona McDonald.
Hamas has said it will only allow the Red Cross to have access to the Israeli hostages it's holding in Gaza if aid corridors are open for the delivery of food and medicine to all areas. It was responding to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who called on the Red Cross to provide food and medical care to the hostages. He said the hostages were being systematically starved.
The community is pulling together in Anaconda, Montana, after a deadly shooting and manhunt, now in its third day. Montana Television Network reporter Megan Thompson.
Heather Collins is the owner of Peppermint Patties, a local restaurant that has been serving comfort food for three decades in the Smelter City. After a mass shooting took the lives of four community members at a local bar just blocks away, Heather and her team are stepping up to support law enforcement, who are currently searching for 45-year-old Michael Brown, the suspect in the shooting.
No one was expecting a tragedy of this magnitude to happen.
In a town of just under 10,000 residents, everyone knows each other.
Michael always had fictitious stories that he would be telling people.
Draper Malden says the whole town is heartbroken.
Texas Democrats are leaving the state to keep the House from voting Monday on new congressional maps. They could be fined or face other penalties. Republicans hope the redrawn maps will help them claim several additional U.S. House seats in the midterm elections next year. The 34th flight of Blue Origin's New Shepard was a success this morning, landing safely after a launch to the edge of space. Turkish businessman Gökhan Erdem was one of the six passengers on board.
We had a great time. The black space is amazing. And I want to thank everyone. It was great. Thank you very much for everything. I love Earth.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, some smoke, a low around 58. For Monday, mostly sunny, 83. Smoke sticks around Monday night with a low of 58, and some smoke on Tuesday with highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high around 86.
Right now, it's 80.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Coming! Sugar for the Pill. That was Slow Drive from their 2017 self-titled album. And before that, we opened up the show today with one of the great groups from Motown. It was the Four Tops with I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch. Hello and welcome, everyone. It is time again for Seth Faces the Music. And today, we're going to pour a little bit of sugar on it. We're going to make things sweeter. We're going to talk about, yes, sugar. Surprising number of songs with that sweet confection on it. And we're going to take advantage. Get your sweet tooth ready, everyone. And join me, won't you, as we face the music together. Let's keep it going with a big hit from one of the top bands of the early 2000s. They brought goth into the mainstream. Here's Fall Out Boy, Sugar. We're going down.
Normalize the signal and you're banging on Freon. Paleolithic eon. Put the fake goatee on. And it booms as cool as sugar-free jazz. Bombs.
stack wax, lie like a placemat. Won't lap, but help you with the automat. And it's clear and clean as sugar-free jazz. Bombs, they bombs. Schools, they bombs, they bombs. Schools, they bombs, they bombs. Fossilize a porcelain, a coma with a rake. You can't escape. Pull out the brake, and it booms as cool as sugar-free jazz.
From one of my top 10 favorite albums from the 1990s, Ruby Vroom. That was Soul Coughing with Sugar-Free Jazz. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come on Seth Faces the Music this week. When we come back, yes, I'm going to play a band. I try not to play them that much. It's not that I don't like them. It's just that I'm not hugely fond of them, and I don't want to keep... Anyway, it's probably one of their most famous songs, and... In a show like this, I guess we do have to play it. Stick around, everyone. That's what's coming up on WFHR.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Go!
Kind of petered out at the end there. That was the Five Royals with My Sugar Sugar, some doo-wop goodness. And before that, we heard, of course, from the Rolling Stones from their album Sticky Fingers, Brown Sugar. Coming up next, everyone, we have a group that I've played a few times on this show. I love their shimmering, layered guitar sound. I love Elizabeth Fraser's vocals, her gorgeous voice, when she's not even singing actual words. Doesn't matter for her, just as long as the sounds make sense to the music. Here's the Cocteau Twins, Sugar Hiccup.
Yeah.
Somewhat forgotten early R&B singer, that was Jesse Belvin with Sugar Doll. And before that, we heard from the somewhat supergroup Rockpile. If Sugar Was As Sweet As You, Rockpile, of course, was made up of Dave Edmonds, Nick Lowe, and a couple of other guys who I can't remember. I guess they weren't that super, too, in the end. But that is a very, very fun song. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come here on Seth Faces the Music. Coming up next, we have Canadian group. And I'm trying to remember if we've played them before. We may not have, which is interesting. They had a lot of success in the late 60s and the early 70s. And here's one of my favorite tunes from them. And that's all coming up here on WFHR.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, some smoke, a low around 58. For Monday, mostly sunny, 83. Smoke sticks around Monday night with a low of 58. And some smoke on Tuesday with highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high around 86.
Currently, 78 degrees.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps.
The interestingly named group Then Jericho from their album The Big Area. And before that, we heard from the great Canadian group The Guess Who. No, that's their name. It's not. Never mind. That's an old joke. With No Sugar Tonight / New Mother Nature. Oh, I love that combo of tunes. It's very, very fun. Coming up next, everyone, an interesting story. Here's a artist that was in the night that came out in the 1960s. He first came around then, recorded some albums and some songs, was almost completely forgotten until recently when there was a documentary made about him in just the last couple of years. And it has reignited his career, which is fantastic because this man created a lot of good music. Here he is with the song that was also the name of the documentary, Sugar Man. Here is Rodriguez.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, Jumpers, Coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic ships you carry, Jumpers, Coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, you're the answer that makes my questions disappear. Sugar man, 'cause I'm weary of those double games I hear. Sugar man, sugar man, sugar man. You hurry, 'cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, Jumpers, Coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic ships you carry, Jumpers, Coke.
From the very early days of the band, that was Sugar on My Tongue, the Talking Heads from around 1977. Well, that does it for hour number one of Seth Faces the Music this week, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around, lots more great music to come. We'll sweeten it up with a little more sugar when we come back right after this.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Hazy skies are settling over parts of the Midwest and Northeast because of smoke drifting across the border from wildfires in Canada. Meteorologist Bob Orovec is with the Weather Prediction Center.
Going forward, it looks like that same general pattern of the flow out of the west-northwest across the northern tier of the country, southern portions of Canada, is going to continue for the next week or more. So it looks like we're probably going to have more smoke moving from Canada into the northern tier of the United States.
President Trump told Senate Republicans to head home for a month-long recess, frustrated after Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, tried to stall nomination confirmations, intent on restoring billions of dollars in funding. CBS's Willie James Inman from Bedminster, New Jersey, where the president is spending the weekend.
Republicans hope to make a deal with